Myron Nanig's stance on the road from King Cove to Coal Bay is puzzling for Larry Cotter, who is the president of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Community Development Association.
I have the highest personal regard for Myron, and I think that I understand the passion that the folks in his area have for Chinook salmon and chum salmon, and you know, the need to reduce bycatch of those species in the Bering Sea pollock fisheries.
APICTA, like the other five CDQ groups, has a substantial investment in the Bering Sea pollock fishery. Cotter says Chinook bycatch has been substantially reduced in the pollock fishery over the past 4 years, and tying the contentious bycatch issue to the road dispute is the wrong way to go.
Trying to hold the road to King Cove hostage to reduce salmon bycatch even further, I think it's the wrong vehicle, and it's somewhat akin to telling a community that you'll help them buy a fire truck if they'll support ending commercial whaling.
Cotter says the King Cove Road is a health and safety issue and has nothing to do with fish. APICTA has 14% of the CDQ pollock allocation, Coastal Villages Region Fund has 24%, and the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation has 21%.